I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
Every single football coach, the week of a game, checks the forecast for game time. They cringe anytime they see rain in the forecast. They don't sleep a wink once they see storms all day. The saying amongst football coaches is a heavy rain is the biggest equalizer. On paper, Bemidji State should have beaten the University of Mary a week ago. They did. 52-7 in the rain at the Chet.
Bring me back in shackles. Hang me long out in the sun.
For the second straight game, the offense marched the ball down the field. First drive of the game, punched the ball into the end zone.
Out of the left of Henning. Henning takes a snap, hands it off. Sherrod Kaphan, and he is in. Touchdown, Bemidji State. Sherrod Kaphan from a yard out, and what an offensive drive there for the Beavers.
That's exactly what the Beavers wanted to do. They ran the ball. They mixed in the pass to help with the run. They were able to go down the field and run it into the end zone for a touchdown.
Playing with the lead is always easy, but then came a great defensive effort.
Nelson out of the shotgun, drops back to pass, throws it, and it is picked off by Bemidji State. It's Mikey Junker. Junker to the 20, cuts back. He's only got to beat the quarterback. Junker carries. Touchdown, Bemidji State. Mikey Junker with a pick six, and the Beavers lead 27-0.
And Nelson looked like he had no idea where he wanted to throw that football. He kind of
threw it right to Mikey Junker.
The Beavers played a complete game. Offense, defense, special teams all did their job. The rain didn't affect them at all. And oh, by the way, they put up 52 points with their backup quarterback playing perhaps his best game as a Beaver.
Now the kids played well. I thought Jared Henning played as well as you could possibly hope. I said it all camp. He's had a really great camp. So it was good to see him to go out there and execute at a high level.
Oh, I was very ready. Been up here all summer. Brendan and I talk all the time, kind of about game plans and whatnot. This is kind of my fifth year in the program, or it is my fifth year, so kind of know what we're going to do out there. So I'm always ready to play. You know, football is always one injury away, one fluke play. So you just got to be ready at all times.
A full and complete 60-minute effort. A full and complete domination of the Marauders.
Takes the snap, looks to chuck it deep down the right sideline, has a man, and it is caught there. Caught by Del Duncan Busby. Busby cuts back at the 20, keeps his feet going. 10, 5, touchdown Bemidji State. Del Duncan Busby, what a play.
He just kept spinning.
Beautiful pass, underthrown a little bit, and then it was all Del Duncan Busby.
The last time the Beavers came to Crookston in the rain, things didn't go so well. October the 5th, 2013. Monsoon rains, Golden Eagles 16-14 win. Something tells me Coach Bolte hasn't slept a whole lot this week. Will we see a repeat of 2013, or will we see a repeat of the full and complete domination of the opponent like we had a week ago? We will soon find out. Beavers and Golden Eagles playing for the Hubcap next on the Beaver Radio Network.